Welcome to the Live For It podcast, a podcast series focused on connecting hearts and minds through health literacy and personal motivation, what we call our IT. We invite you to join us on this journey. After all, it is your health, your journey, your IT. After you listen to the podcast, visit liveforitjourney.com for more information.
Welcome. Today's podcast topic is about the basics of health insurance, and we are so excited to have Molly Owensby with us. She is a quality assurance specialist at Alliant Health Plans, and Molly's here to help us go over some key health insurance definitions, talking about why health insurance should be important to you. For many of us, health insurance and the terms can be so confusing. And so we are happy to have Molly here to help break down this concept and hopefully share a little bit more with us so that we can better understand the importance of health insurance. Welcome, Molly.
Thank you for having me, Bradley. I'm excited to be here.
Wonderful. So in talking about the basics of health insurance, we want to just get started with a few questions just to help the listeners. So first, can you just tell us a little bit, what is health insurance and why does someone even need it?
Of course. So health insurance is a plan or a policy that covers a percentage of healthcare costs in exchange for a premium. So health insurance is a contract between you and your insurance company or the insurer. When you enroll in a plan, you become a member of that plan. But overall, health insurance protects you and your family from health and financial risks. No one ever plans to get sick or hurt, but most people need medical care at some point. Health insurance may protect you from unexpected high medical costs by helping to offset the cost of medical events. With that being said, health insurance covers essential health benefits that are critical to maintaining your health and treating sudden illnesses and accidents.
That makes a lot of sense. I think just understanding that overall, that health insurance is that coverage that's helping us, and it's that contract between us and the insurance company. Now, can you walk us through just some of the basic terms that we hear that are related to health insurance? So specifically, could we look at maybe coverage, and then what does coverage mean, and what are benefits?
So we can start with coverage, and this is usually a contract with a health insurance company, a group health plan offered in connection with employment, or a government program like Medicare, Medicaid, or the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP. And then benefits are the health care service items and services covered under a health insurance plan.
Okay, that definitely makes more sense. Now, in talking about what's covered, where can I find what's covered and what's not covered under my insurance plan?
Well, the best place to look is your plan's SBC, which stands for Summary of Benefits and Coverage. And your plan's SBC is an easy-to-read summary that lets you make apples-to-apples comparisons of costs and coverages between health plans. You can compare options based on price, benefits, and other features that may be important to you.
Okay, so it sounds like that summary of benefits and coverage, you called it an SBC, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it sounds like that would be a great place to start just to understand what's covered and all those different features. Are there other health insurance documents that I should be aware of or that we should talk about today?
Well, I would definitely take a look at your plan's COC, which stands for Certificate of Coverage. You may have also heard the term evidence of coverage before. It's also called your EOC, which is just another term for the same thing. So your plan's COC outlines the terms and conditions of your health insurance policy. It serves as a legal contract between you and your health insurance company. It explains specifics of the coverage, including benefits, limitations, and exclusions associated with the policy, so you have a thorough understanding of how your plan works. You can find your COC and SBC on our website at alliantplans.com, or you can request a copy by contacting client services.
Okay, that's really helpful. So now I understand about the SBC, and then we've talked about the COC and an EOC. So lots of acronyms there, but thanks for breaking those down. I've got my health insurance plan now, and I've reviewed all these documents. So now what do you suggest that I look at?
Well, now you have to pay for your premium, which is the amount you pay the health insurance company every month to provide you coverage. In addition to your premium, you usually have to pay other costs of your health care if you want to go to the doctor, and that can include a deductible, co-payments, or co-insurance. But when shopping for a plan, keep in mind that the plan with the lowest monthly premium may not be the best match for you. If you anticipate using a lot of healthcare services throughout the year, a plan with a slightly higher premium but a lower deductible may save you a lot of money.
Okay, so you've told us a little bit about premiums, but now you just mentioned the word deductible. So what is a deductible, and why would I want a lower deductible?
Well, the deductible is generally the amount you pay for covered healthcare services before your insurance plan starts to pay. For example, if you have a plan with a $2,000 deductible, you pay that first $2,000 of covered services yourself. After you pay that deductible, you usually pay a co-insurance amount for covered services, and then your insurance company pays the rest. And if you have a co-payment for a service, that is usually paid without regard to a deductible. But generally, plans with lower monthly premiums have higher deductibles, and plans with higher monthly premiums have lower deductibles.
Okay, that's starting to make more sense too. Now, tell me a little bit about the difference between a co-payment versus a co-insurance for these covered services that are under the health plan.
So a health insurance plan can be set up to have co-payments and co-insurance, and both are out-of-pocket costs associated with your insurance plan. So let's start with co-payment. Co-payment is a fixed amount you pay for covered healthcare services each time you receive the same type of service, and it's often referred to as a co-pay, and co-pays don't usually count toward your deductible. Also, there can be different co-pays for different services. An emergency room copay isn't usually the same amount as a doctor's office visit copay. And then we have coinsurance. And this is a percentage of costs you pay for a covered healthcare service after you've met your deductible. So once you've met your deductible, your insurance company covers a percentage of care costs, and then you cover the rest. Coinsurance rates are typically the same regardless of service or procedure. And then often you might see it represented as a ratio, such as 80/20. Which means your insurance will cover 80% of the costs, and then you're responsible for the remaining 20%.
Okay, so you've broken down copayment and coinsurance. Can you give us some examples of both of those?
Yeah, so let's look at a copayment example. Let's say you go to the doctor's office, and the bill is $200, and your planned copayment for a doctor's visit is $20. You would pay the $20 copayment even before you've reached your deductible, and you will pay for this $20 each time you see your doctor. And then using that same example for coinsurance, you have a 20% coinsurance for a doctor's visit, and the doctor's visit bill is $200. If you have met your deductible, you would pay $40 coinsurance for your doctor's visit, which is 20% of the $200, instead of the full $200 bill. However, if you have not met your deductible, you would pay the full $200 for the visit.
Okay. Now, when I'm paying my copayment or my coinsurance, is there a limit to what I would pay?
Yes. All plans have a maximum out-of-pocket, which is the most you have to pay for covered services in a plan year. And then after you spend this amount on deductibles, copayments, and coinsurance for in-network care and services, your health plan pays 100% of the cost of covered benefits, aside from your monthly premium. So while a copay doesn't usually count toward your deductible, it does count toward your maximum out-of-pocket.
Okay. That really helps break down a lot of those terms. I'm just curious, when you have health insurance, is there another benefit to it or kind of a perk, if you will, that comes to you that you can tell us about?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but most health insurance plans cover preventive care, like vaccines, screenings, and some checkups even before you meet your deductible. And it's at no cost to you. All childhood and adolescent vaccines are covered under preventive care, as well as some more complex scans and procedures, such as mammograms and colonoscopies. And some of these screenings are based on gender or age recommendations. So if you're ever unsure of what is covered or if you qualify, you can always check Alliance website or call into client services.
So that's great. It sounds like there's certainly quite a few preventive care services that are available under insurance where you wouldn't have any cost. But why would I want to get some preventive care exams? Does that really matter to my health?
Yes, it definitely matters. So the goal of preventive care can help you stay healthier by identifying health issues early. The earlier a disease is diagnosed, the more likely it is that it can be cured or successfully managed. So identifying a health issue early can also result in less invasive treatments, which means lower medical costs. As you may see, having health insurance can protect us financially, both when we're feeling good or when we need additional care.
That really is helpful, and it sounds like that those are some great benefits to having health insurance. It's been really helpful just talking with you and you just breaking down some of those basic definitions for us. Thank you so much for being here. I think that this really helps clarify just those basic terms with health insurance. And hopefully our listeners have found that helpful for them. Do you think that we'll have some future podcasts or have some more information that'll be available to our listeners?
Yes, definitely. So be on the lookout for a second session discussing some more complex topics when it comes to your health insurance plan.
Awesome. That sounds great. We will definitely stay tuned for that and look forward to that next podcast coming out soon. In the meantime, if our listeners have questions about their plans or terms or any of those documents, who should they call?
So if you ever have any questions about anything regarding your plan, just call into Alliance Client Services at 866-403-2785, and we will be glad to assist you.
That's great, Molly. Thank you so much again for being here today and taking time to share with us about Health Insurance 101.
Thank you for joining us on the Live For It podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like more information, visit liveforitjourney.com. Just remember, the information here and on our website is proprietary and should not be reproduced, republished, or rebroadcasted without our consent. And it's not intended to constitute medical advice, so it should not be used for the purposes of diagnosing, recommending, or treating any illness or injury. Thank you again for joining us.